America's News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Business spotlights continue here on Auburn Opelika this morning. ACCS and Plumbing, Ray with me as we talk about all things involved. And told him, I said, hey, man, we're gonna find out what all there is to dig into as far as your business is concerned. And I know people out there that, you know, I think that's one thing. It's funny because in my community group that we have is they will ask when it gets time for a plumber, or it could be heating and air, it could be maintenance on a car. How many people just don't know where to turn? So you want them calling you now, right?
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. And what's funny about plumbing and air conditioning is nothing ever breaks when it's convenient. It always does it when you've got 15 people at your house, or it's 100 degrees outside and you want to have a cool day. And we're a locally owned business in Auburn. We've been here since 2012. And it would be really easy for me to sit here and say, and I can say, we work on anything plumbing, anything air conditioning. That's what we do. We're master gas fitters. We run gas lines for grills and fireplaces and tankless water heaters and all those things. But I love to tell people why we have our business. We have our business because we have a heart to love others as we love ourselves. And we want to help people. We want to fix things. We want to bring honest service that doesn't rake you over the coals, where obviously we have to make money as a business. And we want to have fair prices. One of the things, I sold my business years ago, and I discovered when I did that I had made a bad deal in 6 to 8 weeks. And across America, there are heat and air and plumbing companies that they do these pricing plans where everything they sell you, their technicians are getting a commission. And real quickly, when I sold my business, I realized at the heart of that, that could be deceptive, and it could work against the homeowner's favor. And I immediately got out of that, and I kind of rebranded my business, and I started over. Was like, hey, this is not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to be on every billboard. I'm not going to be on every radio show, even though I am on a radio show right now. And we just want to give people honest service, and we'll be a business that's built on that and a foundation of that. If a mistake gets made, we're going to make it right. We're going to come back out. We're not going to nickel and dime you to death. And we're not going to always come in the door trying to sell you something. I mean, we want to do what's best for you and ask you if you have any issues. You know, in Auburn, we have a lot of neighborhoods with a lot of new construction houses, spray foamed houses that rely on dehumidifiers and a lot of products in the house that I would encourage anybody that has those houses to make sure these dehumidifiers and air conditioners are working properly. Also, air quality products since COVID, a lot of them have come out where they can kill mold and viruses. And some of these products since COVID came out, we have been aware that they work really well. They're not gimmicky.
Oh, okay.
And we actually think, you know, there's a lot of companies that try to sell you on cleaning duct work and all that stuff. We believe these products are much cheaper and they work better. And we've had several customers in our Google reviews, if you look, that have bought these products, that had allergies, that had headaches, a lot of things going on, that lived in some of these houses that are airtight because they're trying to build them to make them more efficient, and that makes sense. But sometimes you get problems that you don't see if you have, you know, mold or allergies or things that grow or mildew in the house, and these products absolutely just take that away, and they're just really good. And companies like us coming out once a year to service your air conditioner, you know, that increases your efficiency and saves you on your power bill, and try to be ahead of any problems that can potentially happen. Like I said in the very beginning, nothing ever breaks when it's convenient. You know, now that we're approaching winter, the past couple winters, we've had a couple instances where the temperature dropped below freezing. And there's nothing worse than pipes bursting in your house. And, you know, you cover the hose bibs outside. If you can turn the water off to them, that's great. If you got tankless water heaters that sit on the outside of your house, and a lot of homes in our town do, I always say leave a hot water faucet maybe dripping overnight so you don't have that problem. There's nothing worse than trying to take a cold shower when it's 32 degrees outside. That'll wake you up really quickly. and changing your filters every 30 days. When you go buy filters, every manufacturer of filters tells you they're 6 months or 3 months filters. Do not believe that. Every 30 days is the best thing you can do, and it can save the life of your air conditioner because there's expensive piece of equipment.
Well, I've said numerous times, especially when me and my wife got together, of course, I inherited animals from her and me having animals. And I said, when it comes to air conditioner, I said, if you got animals in your house, every 30 days is a must.
Yes.
I don't care how much you paid for that filter that says, oh, it's good for 6 months. It is not if you have a dog or cat inside at all. Yeah. And I've said, so don't buy into it. And it does. It saves the life of it. And I think that's, you said it's not convenient. You're right. So what is the process when people need you guys? I mean, is there any sort of plan they can get on that kind of puts them to the front of the list? Or is it something where you guys have a great base of customers where they can call and they need you, and as soon as you can get out there, you'll try to do it?
Yeah, so we are probably 99% of the time a same-day service.
Okay.
People can call 334-750-7480, or you can email us at accsllc.office@gmail.com, and we can take care of all your needs. Sometimes in the phone calls, we triage a little bit because everybody says they have an emergency, but we've gotten good at distinguishing between what is an emergency. Obviously, an air conditioning not cooling is an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
A faucet dripping, that may not necessarily be an emergency.
Right.
Sewage backing up into your house, that's an emergency. We want to make those same day. And like I said, 99% of the time, we're always able to do that.
It will... I said this happened. Now, my daughters are fixing to be 18 and 17, respectively. So this was a while back. This was when they were like 1 or 2 years old. And, of course, you always know it was like the hottest day of the year. It was like 96 degrees. Air conditioner goes out.
Yeah.
And, of course, when does that happen? Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
That's right.
That's when it happens. And so that I tell everybody, I said, the worst that could happen possibly happened. I mean, we got kids that are in formula and on bottles, and they're heating to death. We're heating to death. I mean, they're crawling all over you, so it feels like it's 105 degrees in the house, not necessarily outside. So I know that you guys love to be there. That's an emergency, by the way.
Yes, that is an emergency, and we want to be there same day for that. And I also, you know, this sounds kind of counter to my business, but I would encourage people if you run into issues where you have a company saying, hey, this thing needs to be replaced. And that could very well be true, but I would encourage everybody, hey, call other companies.
Okay.
Get other people to give you a second look, and we would love to be those people, because we've had incidents where that's not the case. There's a repair that can be made. There's a part that can be replaced, and that can save you a lot of money. Always selling you a new unit is not always the best thing, and especially today, you know, unit prices have gone up tremendously since COVID, and we want to try to help you be good stewards of your money and not just try to charge you money every time we come out. So.
Ray with me is we got a business spotlight going on, and we're talking ACCS and plumbing. We're going to talk more in a moment, and again, give you the details of how you can get in touch with them, as well as what they have to offer. All of that and more coming up. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
The best part of waking up is Ben on your radio. This is Auburn Opelika this morning. You're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, business spotlight, ACCS and plumbing, and Ray with me, and Ray Hornsby. And how'd you get into this years ago? You said you've been in it a while, so I hate to put you on the spot there and you to date yourself, so somebody go, oh, I've known him for the last 40 years. But
well, a long story, I'll make it real short. I worked for Michelin North America in Opelika for 17 years, went straight there out of high school. Kind of did a short stint in college when I was there. Before they closed, I kind of seen the writing on the wall. I started going back to college to be a school teacher. I worked in Auburn City Schools as a special ed assistant for a couple years. Thought I wanted to do that. And then the plant closed, and I said, you know, I don't think this is for me. Kind of always had a mechanical, electrical mind.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to trade school, graduated, started my business in 2012, shortly after that. And really haven't looked back. One thing I figured out in my business, if you just kind of do the right thing and just show up and fix people's stuff, and if you make a mistake, you make it right, you always have reoccurring business. And that model hasn't really failed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to say this, too, is that, you know, for high school kids, college may not be your thing.
Right.
Man, if mom and dads, if you got kids that haven't been sitting on video games since they were 12 years old to they're 18, hey, send them our way. We can let them apprentice with us under 2 years. 2 years. We'll get them a trade, and they'll never not have a job. And they'll always be able to fix something and provide for their family.
That's awesome stuff. As I know, we have Todd Shackett from Southern Union in from time to time. And, I mean, he talks about it all the time. I mean, sometimes 4 years is just not for somebody.
That's right.
And so,
that's right.
And some people, it's situational where they need to start making money right away.
Like
they need to provide a living. So I got to ask you, you pulled up, you parked right outside the studio, and I asked you this. I didn't realize this was a thing with all the trucks, but you got Wilson the volleyball in there from Castaway. And you said you started that years ago as kind of a partnership with somebody, and you'd give away a gift card, but you decided, you know what, we'll leave it because people like it. And you get kids waving at you and pointing at it and that kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot of people, every time somebody sees one of our service trucks, they ask, why do y'all have Wilson from the movie Castaway on your dashboard? And we always kid around and say sometimes when you're working by yourself, it gets lonely. And but it just, we come to red lights, people look at it and they'll all point and wave and they'll just laugh. And they really love it, and we love it too. It just kind of brings joy to our hearts and their hearts when they get to see it. So it's just something fun to do. And
oh, I love it. I love everybody having that little niche thing that they can do, and people remember them for it. And you and I were talking during the break, and I told you, I said, it sounds like it's customer service, but it's not really. Is because I told you a situation I had with something at home, and sometimes it helps just for the business to pick up the phone or call somebody back. And you said that's what you guys are big at. I mean, yeah. Whether it's through email or they touch base with you over the phone, somebody's going to get back with you and somebody's going to visit with you.
Yeah, I can't say we never miss a phone call, but I know if we do miss a phone call, we're calling back within a few minutes or they're getting a text message, hey, we're on the line with someone else, we're going to call you right back. So we want to honor that because we know that when you call us that typically a couple things are going on in your mind. One, you got a problem. Mm-hmm. And one, you're like, I'm worried about how much this is going to cost me. And we get that. And so we want to honor those two things, to send somebody out. And we don't want to be the cable company. We say this all the time, that we're not going to be there between 8 and 5. And what typically in our software, what happens, we usually give people a 30-minute to an hour heads-up notice, and we'll click on the way. You'll get a text message. You're not just sitting around your house waiting on us. Mm-hmm. like the cable company. Not putting the cable company down, but
No, I totally get it. Listen, there are people all the time that go, yeah, I'll be at your house. Like, can you be there after lunch? I'm like, yeah, I can be there after lunch, and then 5 o'clock rolls around. I was like, man, now I've missed a whole half day of work. Bosses aren't happy because when you said after lunch, I thought like one. I didn't know we were going to be looking at 5. So I totally get that. But again, before we get out of here, because we got about a minute and a half left, all the services you guys provide, you'd love to help people out with.
Yeah, so we work on all make and models. We can warranty any make and model if it's still under warranty. And that's across the board of air conditioners, water heaters, tankless water heaters, anything plumbing. We clean drain lines, we jet sewer lines, anything HVAC, air conditioning, duct work, any type of remodeling work, mm-hmm. any type of new construction work, we do it all. And you can call that phone number, 334-750-7480, and we can schedule that for you guys. And, you know, another thing that I was thinking of is that this is kind of the first time we've sort of advertised, and we just want to thank the AU Network, but we have a lot of customers that leave their doors unlocked.
Yeah.
And I don't say that lightly. Me and my service managers talk about that a lot, and it says a lot about our business and who we are when a customer goes, hey, I don't have to sit at my house because I know these guys are sending honest, trustworthy guys to my house. And that happens in this town for our business so much. And we're thankful for that, and we want to honor that, and we want to continue to honor that.
Very well said. As Business Spotlight, ACCS and Plumbing, Ray Hornsby with me. That'll do it for us. Thank you, man. I greatly appreciate it. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Fox News coming up.